Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon and welcome to the appropriately named afternoon show here on WEEI. Andy Jumbo Hart in the one chair live at Gillette Stadium today for a Patriots Monday following another entertaining coulda, shoulda, woulda, didn't Patriots game that ended in a 25-24 loss to the Indianapolis Colts. It wasn't exactly the glory days of Manning versus Brady, but it was a pretty fun game for a team that has played plenty of fun games, but is still 3-10 entering their bye week with no quote-unquote winnable games on the horizon as we come down the home stretch here in December. Joining me alongside today is not Christian Arcand.
No, it's not, damn it.
Nope, but it's that voice that pretends to be Christian Arcand with regularity on the Six Rings podcast and elsewhere on WEEI. That is Nick Fitzy Stevens. So we kind of have a Six Rings takeover episode here today of the afternoon show.
We're just basically, actually, folks, we're not live right now. We pre-taped this intro yesterday before Six Rings. We're just going to rerun yesterday's Six Rings postgame show live here from 2 to 6. Andy, I have been sitting in thinking about this foolish game.
Foolish.
All morning, all
foolish
afternoon. All day, basically. Trying to figure out if I feel better about the game, better about the team that I'm giving credit for, if I'm happier, if I'm sad. And I think, once again, I think the way that I'm reacting to the defeats, because you accused me of being very negative to start off yesterday's Six Rings postgame show.
And that's because I 7 minutes before I spoke.
It was about 5.5, but I'll spot you the other 90 seconds. So I was disappointed, and I think I let my emotions from that fan side of me that I still allow to live inside, that hard, crusty sort of, you know, mediate, as they like to call it, the Patriots media cartel. I have now since thought on it more, and I think we're almost being maybe a little too hard on them at times. I think, you like I've said before, you really can only yell at a kid for being a kid so many times. You can only get angry with a three-legged dog for being a three-legged dog so many times. They're just not that good.
They're not.
They really aren't.
Talent-wise, they are subpar. They are well below NFL average at most positions.
Well below.
And it's why I think there are some interesting talking points today as we come out of this. Big picture things are going to bubble to the surface. For example, I opened up my laptop. I go to ESPN.com. Their lead story right now is hot seat checks for 7 coaches under fire. Should the Patriots think about a move? And Gerard Mayo's photo is center above fold of ESPN.com. So nationally speaking, there is a question as to whether Gerard Mayo is on the hot seat. I don't believe he's on the hot seat. I don't believe there is a consideration within this very building about 2 floors up, really nice offices, elevators, special entrance where they drive right in through those glass doors.
Have you been through the Lombardi, like they have a showcase, a trophy room?
The trophy room.
I've never been in there. You've never been in the trophy
room? I don't suck up enough to get invited in there.
I was in the trophy room once.
Yeah, because you suck up enough to be in there. I just said that. I need you to listen.
I didn't suck up enough to be in there.
Now you just suck.
You suck. Just like your favorite football team.
But the Patriots were in this game. They led this game in the second half. They had an opportunity to seal this game, in my opinion, when Christian Gonzalez made what I believe is the nicest play of his career, coming across the field to undercut a route for an interception. 8 minutes to go. You have a lead. You have the ball. It's on, baby. And then 3 plays later, you punted it back to the Colts after you went run, loss.
Super conservative.
Play. Super conservative. So I think that plays into some of the Gerard Mayo stuff, and we will be dabbling in Gerard Mayo's comments with the media this morning and the Greg Hill Show.
Interesting chat that was.
I thought it was a very interesting chat. There are times when I think he's starting to quote-unquote get it and say less and be comfortable. Then there are times where I think he kind of steps in quote-unquote it throughout his talking points, and it's just it's a learning curve, but I continue to say he's learning at a slower rate than I believe his rookie quarterback is, because if we're going to be positive, if we're going to avoid the negative, if we're going to avoid piling on and bitching about the line and the receivers and lack of depth on defense and the overrated defense that never seems to get the stop it needs when it needs it, and watched a team drive 19 plays right down its throat to win the game, despite the fact that they're led by one of the more inept quarterbacks in all of football, a guy who once tapped out and didn't want to keep playing because he was
tired. But he's like a foal. He's not a Colt. He's like a foal. He's like a little. He doesn't know what he doesn't know. Anthony Richardson is so raw, and that's what's so admirable.
And you let him march right down the field with the game on the
which
line.
Which was pathetic. Which was absolutely pathetic that the defense
was
not
pathetic without PAT.
Correct. That would be, or PATH, which is exactly what they cleared for them. It just happened to take 19 plays and then subsequently a 2-point conversion as well. You know, when I say like we may be being a little too hard on the team, it's the Jalen Hawkins and the Dell Pettises and the Ben Browns and the DeMontre Jacobs of the world.
Alex Austin.
Exactly. Who actually
plays,
played pretty well yesterday.
PI, so correct. That weird balance.
I don't want to harsh on those guys and continue to berate them and say, you're the reason why I can't sleep at night. You're the reason why this isn't fun. And I would like to momentarily debate when you say, like, it was a fun game. It was they're providing entertainment. But you sort of know they're always going to find a way to lose. So it's almost it's like watching a movie that's really entertaining. But in the end, you know, like, guess what? The bad guy's going to win.
Yeah,
I can't enjoy that.
I thought they would lose this game from that Gonzo interception on, from the failure to put that Gonzo interception to use on. Now, it was dramatic.
So in your heart of hearts, you knew, new segment idea. You're welcome, Stiz.
Dan
Ball, write that one down. Hey, guys.
Seriously, that's a good idea. Hey, DB, write that down.
So you knew this was fait accompli. You already knew, like, oh, they're going to patch this one up. I know they're going to find a way.
But I can be wrong. Sure. I'll give you the most dramatic example of being wrong in the other direction.
Go ahead.
Super Bowl 42. They got the ball back. I thought they'd win. Like, they always drive down the field. I was talking to Paul Perillo just sitting there. They always drive down the field. They'll win this. This is going to be super dramatic.
I know. I heard you guys do the show before the show for 15 minutes.
We did. And he held up a rant.
In colorful metaphors.
Yes. And I will use less colorful metaphors, but when I talk about booty later, he is in my doghouse. But anyway, that famous day in the desert, they got the ball back. I thought they were going to win.
No chance they're going to.
And then
no chance Dean Pease is going to call a zero blitz after David Tyree play.
I thought they were going to win. When they got the ball back with a minute left or whatever the hell the time
was.
Only
like 35 seconds.
I thought this is where Tom Brady goes right down the field. He's got Randy Moss. He's got Wes Welker. He goes, and then they started chucking Hail Marys on like first down. And I'm like, wait a minute, why are you doing that?
Anyway, at least kicks a field goal and ties that up and sends it over.
This team is in a different spot right now. I assume they're going to lose until they prove to me they can win. And guess what? They generally find a way to lose because Coach Mayo this morning, both media sessions, was trumpeting, wow, I think it's 7 one-score games now. We got to get over the hump. We got to find a way. That's the NFL. That's not your team. That's every game is a one-score game practically.
Of course, and losing teams, as you, quote, continue to try to develop the culture, I think I have my finger on the pulse of what this culture really is all about. Just one sec. But
is
losing
it
teams.
Drake May's wrist? Because that would be the pulse of
this
culture.
No, they're the Patriots. They are the. It's Drake May and. There's
what about
no
Gonzo?
One else.
Does Gonzo get like a sub, like a, you know.
Yeah, you know what he does? He gets like, you know, it'll say like Drake May starring in the Patriots featuring Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
And then there's
a
just
Robert
a bunch
Kraft
of
production.
A bunch of other sad people. But like, it's Drake May and. No one else is commensurate to him. No one else is on his talent level, save maybe for Christian Gonzalez. But you talk about Gerard Mayo continuing to like try to espouse some of the positives, like, hey, look, it's 7-1. You know, the same thing happened last year. John Lyons and I were doing a Six Rings a few weeks ago, and we went over the fact that last year's team, hey, they had 7 or 8 one-score games last year, so all they have to do is up their football intelligence just this much, and maybe they'll be better. It seems they've regressed with their football intelligence, so this is what leads me to want to ask you, do you really think Gerard Mayo is comfortable coaching?
No.
I don't think he is comfortable at all.
But
I, like,
you mean questioning himself or just he's not comfortable in the role? I don't know how he could be comfortable.
I don't think he's comfortable at all on the sideline. I don't think he's comfortable. He says this, he takes it back. Now today he's already saying like, oh, probably shouldn't have brought up the Seattle game yesterday. Well, then don't. Like, if you just shouldn't have done that. Like,
yeah, but we all learned that lesson at various degrees, times.
He got hired in January. He's been coaching since July.
Yeah, but that's a relative short period of he's been a coach for 5.5 years. 5.5 years.
Well, what did he really do?
What do you mean?
But Gerard, what would you say? He stood next to Steve
no,
Bell.
No, he doesn't have any experience.
He planned the defense during the week, and Steve made the calls, right? Is that sort of like the running theory?
He ran the meetings.
Okay.
Because Steve was not comfortable standing in front of the room and presenting to the entire room was the report.
Steve wasn't.
But my point is, experience still matters.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. Gerard Mayo, Anthony Richardson. I think they're both really talented, young performers.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Richardson is getting crushed by the fact that he played 13 games in college, and yesterday was his 13th NFL game. He's not prepared. He doesn't have enough reps, experience, learning curve, whatever you want to call it. And I think Gerard Mayo is the same thing. Is he a talented leader of men? Probably. Could he be a very good coach? Probably. Is he a very good coach right now? No. Mm-mm. Was he prepared to be a very good coach? No. And that is part of the problem of this football team, and you can layer that.
Right.
I don't know how people feel about Alex Van Pelt, DeMarcus Covington. Yesterday was an interesting day for Alex Van Pelt. I thought he actually called a pretty good game. It was the best game of the year for the offense, in my opinion. You rush for 200 yards. You had Drake May completing 80% of his passes.
Again.
His one turnover wasn't really his fault. It was kind of just one of those things. He hits Hunter Henry. A guy taps it. It gets deflected up. Unfortunate. So Alex Van Pelt led the best offensive day, except when they needed a play on offense, they didn't get it. They couldn't get it. And I do put some of that in Gerard Mayo. Be more aggressive here. You know, I like teams that have that mentality of a turnover is a time to take a shot.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
And you listen to Laden Robinson. When they got the ball with 8 minutes to play, they're up by a score, and the turnover from Gonzalez gives them the ball near midfield.
Ice it. Don't sit on it. Ice the game.
Layden Robinson said the defensive front was overplaying the run. So Alex Van Pelt, his coaches in the box, need to see that. This is an opportunity. They think we're going to run because they know we are conservative. They know what we do is run first.
We are the margin of error Patriots.
Break our trends. Let's bust our trends here. Let's take a shot. And I'm not saying it would have worked because I don't know who I have confidence taking a shot in. All these receivers are shoddy at best.
You know what would have worked so beautifully there with Drake May's legs, as people have been making a big deal about the fact that he's been clocked as the fastest running quarter. Is it the?
I don't buy that.
Okay, well, supposedly all people that put
stats
out these
are for losers, and they lie.
Statisticalities, if you will, on the Twix platform
Tell
and beyond.
He's faster than
he's
Lamar.
Pretty damn fast.
Justin Fields.
Okay,
yeah, those
Mike,
guys
Mike
play
Vick.
Quarterback.
Yeah, come on.
What are we doing here?
He's pretty damn fast. Regardless, a little play action boot around the side. He probably would have been able to get 7-8 yards easily. Go into a slide. Eat time.
Don't go into a slide. That's how you
away
die
from,
at the quarterback
from
position.
All right, go
slide
ahead first.
Early or don't slide at all.
All right, don't run out of bounds. Whatever you're going to do, take a knee.
Yes,
whatever
the best
it is.
Player on the field yesterday, in my opinion, was Drake May.
The play calling was ghastly.
But whether that's on Van Pelt or Mayo, you have a week now of bye to analyze these things. They're going to do self-scouting. They're going to prepare for the final four games of the year. They now, according to ESPN, I think, have a 30% chance to have the number 2 pick in the draft, even though they actually fell right now into the number 4 slot based on the way everything played out yesterday.
I can live with 4.
I can live with 4. I'd like 2. I'd take 1. I'd be happy that. And that's where I came into yesterday's post-game show with a more positive attitude because I felt great about the way Drake May played. Mm-hmm. I felt really good about the way Christian Gonzalez played. Mm-hmm. I really felt good about the way the offensive line played because I thought they opened up running lanes for both running backs.
You and PFF should get a cup of coffee because apparently the grading on the offensive line yesterday wasn't so terrific.
You know what you should get when you listen to PFF?
What?
Run over by a train because you're an idiot. It's stupid. Don't listen to those people.
You love Puff so much.
I don't. But I love the fact that yesterday your offense had maybe its best day of the year. The defense did not. You lost the game. That's unfortunate, but it was entertaining. It was a beautiful Foxborough fall, early winter, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It was cold. All I know, Joey Sly told me it was cold when he was thinking about attempting a kick he had never attempted before, not even on the practice field.
Oh, you mean the longest kick in the history of the NFL that had never been made before in 13 attempts?
But I don't even care about that. That's game situations. He's never tried it on any of the 3 practice fields out here behind the stadium.
Well, actually, 2 of them are gone right now. So
yeah, there's a bit of construction, digging stuff up.
They're all dug.
Water
they're all
everywhere.
Dug up.
A lot of issues, but the fact that he had never tried it there, and then the fact that Joey Sly brings up, I let my car defrost for 20 minutes this morning. I think it was 20-something degrees when I got in my car, and then it was freezing at game time. He clearly didn't want to attempt that kick, but Gerard Mayo made the decision. He didn't have the analytics available. I can share them with him. No one's ever made a kick like that, so it's 0% chance based on history that kick is going
to
be good.
What hard drive from what server farm did they have to get those computer-based analytics from? Hey, coach, no one's ever made this kick before. There
but
you go.
Also, Drake May throwing the ball 58
it's a
yards.
A flick of the wrist. You saw
but who's going to catch it? Which one of these
I would have put Gonzo. I told you I would have put Gonzo in at receiver.
And that's how much faith Fitzy has in his football team.
His
right
receivers.
Now, he's taking cornerback.
They're terrible.
You want to put Marcus Jones out there, too? Are those your two best receivers
right now? 5'8". the saddest indictment of the New England Patriots offensive arsenal that they have surrounded the best rookie quarterback with is that the two people I would most expect to be able to come down with a Hail Mary are your 5'8" dynamic kick returning slot cornerback and your number one outside 6'2" highly personable cornerback.
You know what the worst part? I don't necessarily disagree. I don't have any receivers that I feel great about throwing to deep down the field. Getting in
Javon
position.
Baker can't get a sniff, a whiff, or a target during
the game.
Can we
get Tyquan Thornton back?
No.
He's fast.
He's going to win a ring in Kansas City.
And he probably will for that team that stinks, win football games. Patriots do not win football games. They fall 25-24 to the Colts. I think frustration is starting to build with the head coach a little bit. I think frustration is definitely building with the quarterback, Drake May, who we will indeed talk to at 3 p.m. Pencil that in. Don't use a Sharpie. We know how these work. You've been taking part in these Patriots Mondays all season long. But we do expect to talk to Drake May at 3 p.m. Elsewhere in the show, we will talk to Jonathan Jones. We will do a lot of calls. I love calls. I see Joe, Jordan, the rest of you lining up. 617-779-7937. I want your opinions. How you feeling about Drake May? That's a positive one. How you feeling about Gerard Mayo? That's at best a sideways thumb, according to Fitzy, if you're watching on Twitch right now. And how are you feeling about the defense that all year long we made a lot of excuses? They lost at their best player at all three levels, except those levels are filling back in.
Jabril Peppers. Two-thirds of the spine is back.
Christian Barmore back, and then he was on his back on the two-point conversion.
Oh.
He got high-load, not all his fault.
High-load.
We will also get into the referees. They stunk. They played their role as not living up to – actually, the broadcasters did too. This was sort of a C-level football game.
We're getting
on all
the
levels.
Z team – you know, putting – now
Adam Archuleta does a nice job.
Now that I've taken over a Sunday 7 from you, I always end it with the a little need-to-know section from weather and gambling and beyond. And I let people know, and I'm going to stop doing it now because I'm just going to assume that we're going to get Chris Myers in below if it's Fox – and we're going to get Spiro Dedis in below, if that's even possible, on CBS. They're an instant Z-team broadcast.
Yeah,
because
they
people
be.
That even love to watch the Patriots and cheer for them to lose don't love watching them to cheer for them to lose anymore because it's just not fun.
Well, now they just always lose.
Yeah.
They won four games last year. They got three this year. Seven games over two seasons.
I got some news for you. They're probably not going to win that fourth game this year.
Nope, probably not. I'll be cashing my under for those win totals on FanDuel. Appreciate you. My friends over there also probably be cashing on my Saquon Barkley Offensive Player of the Year. Appreciate you, my friends at FanDuel. 617-779-7937. We will come back. We will take your calls. We're going to talk about Drake May, Gerard Mayo, the Patriots. But before we get to that, we're going to have a ball with Dan's Trending.